This is Monocle on Design Extra. It's a short show to accompany our weekly long-form programme where we unpack everything from architecture and craft to furniture and fashion. I'm Maylie Evans. Gustav Westman started out in architecture, but soon found a calling in producing furniture and homeware. His bold and playful designs have captivated the imagination of many, and he has quite the cult following online. At the Industrial Designer Showroom and Studio in Stockholm, we find out how Gustav's work may be more in line with his Scandinavian roots than one might think. Over to Monocle's Gabriele Della Sante for more.
So we moved in here in this space 1.5 months ago, and it's located in Södermalm in Stockholm, which is like the nicest part of Stockholm, I think, where I hang out and where I live. So we were looking for a space here for a long time.
I meet Swedish designer Gustav Westman as he adds the finishing touches to his new showroom and studio space in Stockholm. It is spread across one main room with wide windows overlooking the snow-covered streets. The space is large and airy, and it is dotted with many of his creations, from oddly shaped side tables to pillowy armchairs and colorful mirrors leaning against the wall.
We're going to use this space as mainly an office, but it's also going to be like a showroom where you can come visit, and eventually maybe a store as well.
It took Westman just a few years to make a name for himself in Sweden and beyond through his colorful universe of playful designs. Westman hails from Western Sweden and studied architecture in Gothenburg, the country's second city. He started his studio in 2020 after one of his bespoke designs created for a local project garnered the attention of a Swedish stylist. The piece is a boxy mirror that features a distinctive wavy wooden frame in varying colors. It went on to become one of Westman's best-known designs, which can be found in homes of celebrities and design aficionados around the world.
Yeah, this mirror really took me on a journey, and I'm very happy for it. There's like some surreal people that I've been a fan of for a very long time that has this mirror in their home, and it's like, it's just very nice. And yeah, I'm very happy for it.
As we talk, he pours a cup of filter coffee in one of his most recent designs, the so-called Chunky Cup. It is handmade in glazed ceramic and painted in a range of pastel hues. The piece, most notably, is placed in a big and bulky saucer, which makes the mug look like it's held by an inflated ring. He came up with the design simply because he would often spill coffee when carrying a mug around with him, and this saucer is cleverly designed to prevent it. The mug has all the elements of the design language that Westman has created for himself, characterized by abundant color and original forms. He defines it as one that is easy to understand. Every object is crafted from just a handful of materials, in just one color, and with a clearly defined shape.
So usually people tend to categorize my design as non-Scandinavian. And I mean, I understand that how I present my objects, like all together in like my pictures and stuff like that, it's a lot of colors, it's a lot of shapes, it's a lot going on. And that's basically maximalism. And Scandinavian design is often compared to minimalism. So I guess in that case, it's not very Scandinavian. But in the same time, if you look at like Scandinavian design tradition, it's often like few elements, a few materials. I don't know which example I should take, but like Aalto, for example, is like typical Scandinavian design. It's like often just one material, like just one type of wood. And it's the same thing with my design if you just look at the objects. I try to kind of stick to the core of my idea and like try to understand what is the idea of this object, and then I only try to do that thing. So like for example, my chunky table that I have a lot of, it's just a table with a round edge, and that's everything happening within the table. The tabletop is a round edge, the leg has a round edge, and then there's one color. It's pretty simple.
Lastly, we discuss the production of his designs, a topic that Westman has at heart. Ever since his work gained traction and orders started trickling in, he made sure to keep the production of all of his pieces in Sweden. The only exception is the mug, which is handmade by skilled ceramists in Portugal. For him, keeping production local is as much about supporting Swedish woodworkers and craftspeople as it is about learning and having conversations about how his designs ultimately come to life.
This business basically started in the spring 2020, and you know what happened in the spring 2020. It was during the pandemic, so you couldn't really go far. Like, you could basically not leave Sweden. So that's when we found the relationships to the people, to the woodworkers and carpenters doing our stuff. And it's been really nice to have them close. And of course, it's nice to work with local producers and local material, but it's also very nice to have this close connection to them personally, to kind of go. It's like, it's just like half an hour away, and you can go there, talk to them, they can show me material, and we can work together. And I mean, I always work with my carpenters from a very early stage, and they're a big part of the design and production. And I ask them, and I mean, they know so much about what they're doing. So it's probably more interesting for me to hear what they have to say about the products. I mean, I do the design and the shape and the color, but when it comes to the technical parts, it's a collaboration, I would say.
From Södermalm in Stockholm, for Monocle, I'm Gabriella Delisanti.
My thanks to Gabriele Delisante for that report. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, then listen to our full-length programme, Monocle on Design, airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Or, if you prefer print, then pick up a copy of Monocle magazine on all good newsstands now. Today's episode was produced by me, Maylie Evans, with editing help from Adam Heaton. Thank you for listening.